Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We're back with more from Rosemont on this month's edition of Your Hometown. Stay with us, and we'll show you the reasons why Rosemont is unique. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown. Here's Lisa.
I got to tell you, Rosemont is so familiar to all of us, right? Because it's a destination. Maybe you don't live there. There are a limited amount of people who do call Rosemont home, but we all visit there for fun. Rob Darty is with us, the director of touring operations for the Minecraft Experience Villager Rescue. Rob, this is only for a limited time. How did Rosemont land this experience?
Hi. Well, looking in the area, we found the EXP venue and thought it was a perfect match. It's such a great venue that's able to house and sort of set up these touring experiences that we operate. So we were glad to find some time in their schedule.
It's so fun. I mean, I was just looking at everything you have posted online. And of course, I had a kid who played. And I think there are a lot of people listening who had kids or grandkids who play. But it's also for adults, people who played as a kid, right?
Yeah. We started, with guest feedback in our first location in Dallas. We saw that there was an audience who wanted an adult-only experience. So with our Rosemont menu, we host adult nights as well as family fun nights, which are specialty engagement nights. For adult night, it's 18-plus only. For family fun night, it's bring the full family for extra activities, games, and prizes.
So walk us through the adventure. What's the mission that visitors are trying to complete?
Our guests come in and they're able to step into an IRL version of Minecraft, the game that so many people know and love, and we built out a specific adventure where you come in, similar to the game, you start out in a new biome and you need to start gathering resources, collecting items, making some tools, and along the way you come along a village that needs your help. So you spend the majority of the game gathering items and solving puzzles to help rescue the village from a zombie attack.
So instead of sitting in front of a screen, it's really immersive. Where aren't you like stepping on boxes and it's just life size? It surrounds you, from what I could gather.
Yes. Yeah. Each room has a different game or a different puzzle to solve. So in each area, you're competing in different activities to collect, gather, solve clues, find your way out of the room to the next area. So we apply different elements for each zone. But it's an overall like adventure to try and solve the things along the way to rescue that village. But, we are a little shy about it, but it is a workout as you run through as well. So be prepared to be active.
Do parents end up having as much fun as the kids do?
One of my favorite stories is a grandparent who came in and had no idea what he was doing. By the time he was in the third room, he was lifting up the grandkids and getting them out of the way to get to the items first.
I love that, because usually it's the parents or the grandparents who have said, get off that screen, quit, enough with the Minecraft. And then once they get immersed into something like this, they're all in.
Absolutely. And we also see, Minecraft players who started when the game first launched now have kids of their own and wanting to share that with them as well. So
right.
It's a great way for families to come together.
Is this the Midwest debut? It hasn't been available in the Midwest yet, has it?
Yes, this is our second U.S. location. We started out in Dallas. Now we're over in Rosemont, so the Midwest area, and we're looking to see what future cities could look like. But we're having a blast. Engagement is really great out in Rosemont, and we're excited to be a part of it.
When we look
at locations, we work with Microsoft to find where all the Minecraft players are. So I think we made a great choice.
And are there surprises for longtime players that casual fans might miss or not recognize?
Yeah, there are Easter eggs in every area. And then we have some, extra activities. So I mentioned like with the adult night and family fun night, we do trivia to test people's Minecraft knowledge. We have bonus prizes and games and look to, take feedback from the guests who are coming in on what they like, what they don't like, to help make the experience better every time.
Do people dress up?
Yes, we've had several people come in full costume and fully support it. I always worry when I see somebody dressed up as a creeper coming in, because we don't need anyone exploding inside the experience.
And how long did it take to build the experience?
From the original concept, it took us a few years to get everything lined up and what the vision was. But our physical builds at this point, because we, you know, have five other active locations with the Minecraft experience currently, we got our build down to 3-4 weeks to sort of set up and have everything ready in the venue.
Wow. It's the world's best-selling video game, and now it's an immersive experience. And I get why you chose Rosemont. It really is a destination.
Yeah, and with where the venue's located, we have so many great partners in the same area that we're able to work with and really make a full day of it.
That's wonderful. When I was on the website, it's minecraftexperience.com, it looks as if you're booked through July, so people should grab tickets while they can, right?
Yes, we're open through July, but you know, we saw the feedback. We're extending, so the experience will be in Rosemont until Labor Day, September 7th.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. Thanks for checking in.
You as well. No problem. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, it just shows that Rosemont is a destination, not just for us who want to go to concerts or entertainment or that type of thing, but people across the nation look to Rosemont to debut, in this case, their Minecraft experience for the first time in the Midwest.